The universe is expanding at an accelerating rate, and the driving force is the mysterious dark energy. But this hasn't always been the case. Earlier in the universe's history, gravity dominated, holding all the matter together. Using data from the Sloan Digital Sky Survey 3, an international team of researchers looked at the distribution of galaxies for evidence of clumping. When the universe was very young, it was almost like a liquid, and acoustic or pressure waves established clumps in matter. This wave structure then became frozen as the universe aged, and since then the expansion of the universe has stretched out the waves. Now, by looking at the distance between clumps of galaxies throughout the universe's history, we can map out the expansion of the universe, including pinning down the time when dark energy first came to dominance. To find out more, I spoke to Will Percival and Rita Tejero from the University of Portsmouth.
Roughly 15 years ago, it was announced that the universe is accelerating. Since when, a lot of cosmology has been trying to understand this acceleration in a lot more detail. That was what this project was actually designed to try and do.
So it's a very big question. How do you go about answering it?
As it turns out, there are a number of ways, and one of the things we're trying to do is just get more observational evidence of exactly how the universe is accelerating. We're doing that in two key ways. One is to get more information about the actual expansion rate of the universe and the acceleration itself, so how much faster things are moving apart than they were in the past. The other tack that we can take, if you like, is to look at structure formation within the universe. So galaxies are not distributed randomly in the universe. They clump together in structures, and these structures are growing. And the rate at which it grows is related to the accelerated expansion of the whole universe, because you can imagine that if the universe is accelerating a great deal, then it actually stops the structure forming. What's really neat is that actually by combining these two things, combining measurements of the accelerated expansion and structure growth within it, is a really good way of telling apart some of the key models that we have for the accelerated expansion of the universe.
And what's the technique you're actually using to measure these distances and the change in distances over time?
Okay, so the technique is called Baryon Acoustic Oscillations. What these are is the result of sound waves in the early universe. Basically, these sound waves, or pressure waves, can actually move material around in the early universe. And they set up a particular distance, which was the distance these waves could get to. So it's rather like if you imagine the universe is a pond, and you drop a pebble in that pond, then if you measure how far this wave that's resulted from you dropping a pebble has got to at different times as the universe is expanding, what you're actually doing by making that measurement is mapping out the expansion rate of your pond or the expansion rate of the universe. So that's the fundamental physical process that forms these Baryon acoustic oscillations. Now, when we have a galaxy map, you can actually pick up this wavelength by looking at pairs of galaxies. And then statistically, you just have this excess in the number of pairs of galaxies separated by basically the distance that the wave has travelled to. And we are fundamentally picking up the residual of this acoustic wave, and we're picking up at different times in the universe expansion. And from that, we measure the accelerated expansion rate.
Rita, what observations are we relying on? What are we using to look at this?
The fundamental observation is the positions, the three-dimensional positions of a quarter of a million galaxies. So as Will told you, these galaxies are not distributed uniformly in the universe. So some parts of the universe have more, some have less. And it turns out that the particular pattern that they form tells you a lot about the content of the universe. Because if the universe had a different content, it had more matter, less matter, if it had been expanding at a different rate, then you'd see a different map of galaxies. So the fundamental observation is this map.
Does this map not purely tell you about the matter, though? And if it's the dark energy, if it's the force that's causing the expansion, don't we need to find some other way of looking that doesn't just look at the matter?
Well, there's two ways to answer that. First of all, you're right. This map tells you, I mean, to be honest, even when I'm saying I'm mapping a quarter of a million galaxies, that's only a tiny bit of matter in the universe. We know most of the matter in the universe is in the form of dark matter that we can't see. But by and large, these galaxies trace it. So if you see more galaxies in one part of the universe, you know there's more dark matter there. But if you make this observation, galaxies at different distances from you, you're actually looking back in time. And this happens because light takes time to travel to you from a galaxy. So if you look at a galaxy that is 2 billion light years away from you and one that is 3 billion light years away from you, by looking at how these distance, how this pattern has changed between one and the other, it tells you how much they've moved from one another in that space of time.
And how does this fit in with older observations, Hubble's observations where we first confirmed the universe was expanding? The results that you're getting now, do they fit with his observations, or are we starting to contradict the theories that we already had?
They fit very well, actually. What we're seeing is, as we look in more and more detail at the expansion of the universe, we're seeing it just has a richer and richer properties. It's still expanding, so Hubble got it right. And now we're digging further into that accelerated expansion to build up a full picture of this expansion through cosmic time. And one of the key things about this project we're talking about is that we're looking at that expansion at a time when this dark energy, this dominant component, became important. So we're looking at a redshift of 0.57, which is about when this dark energy started to dominate, about when the universe started to accelerate. And that's a key time to try and understand the universe.
So if we were to look back, what would be the story of the expansion of the universe? Has it always been expanding at an accelerating rate? It sounds like we had a long period where actually it was the gravity, the matter and the dark matter that was more important and a bigger effect than the dark energy that's causing this expansion.
Yes, that's correct. The standard model for the expansion of the universe, different components in the universe come to the fore at different times. So initially, actually, it's the radiation that dominates the expansion rate of the universe. That's light. And the universe is full of light. And that light, initially, is the dominant contribution to energy density. Then, later on, the matter becomes the dominant contribution. And that's when you start to see the deceleration of the universe. You start to see gravity dominating for the material. And now we're in an era where we think this dark energy is dominating and we're seeing an accelerated expansion.
Do we predict there might be another era in the future, or is this it for the universe now?
You're asking me if there's some unknown out there, and there may well be.
But how are we going to take this forward? Now that we've sort of identified where we think, or rather when we think it was that dark energy became the dominant factor, how are we going to move forward and understand this further?
So that's a good question. So we've found a new component of the universe, and we're sort of picking and prodding and trying to see how it behaves in different scenarios or at different times. The next thing is to get better measurements of these distances and try to see. We have a number of theories of what could explain this acceleration, and what you really want to do is to find the theory that best fits the set of observations that you've made. And so the better your observations and the wider range of observations that you make, the better it is.
Rita Tojero, and before her, Will Percival from the University of Portsmouth.